Life is a rock.
Life is a rock, but the radio rolled me.
I don't know that one.
So, it's the guy's just saying, it's just like the other songs they did for the Christmas party, where it's a song where it's like speaking real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably just be inserting the names of beers and parts at the brewery into it.
Right.
But the chorus will be, call Shane A. Bach until it's been in Jamie's bathtub. What? The very first batch of Lug Tribe was the Kolsch Bach that Haters Gonna Hate is based on.
Yeah.
We stored it in Jamie's bathtub, sent it to the Golden Taps, and won Best of the Festival. So it's Kolsch Bach until it's been in Jamie's bathtub. Gotta set the thermostat lower. A couple hundred liters freezing. Call Shane
Did it freeze in the bathtub or froze in the fermenter?
We kept a keg of that beer in Jamie's bathtub for a month until we sent it to the Golden Taps and won.
Why did you have to keep it in the bathtub? On ice?
Keep it ice, yeah. Like
we didn't know stuff back
then. And you got well, basically you distilled it a bit, right? Like that's how we did the ice cold. Just
let me have a moment there.
Alright, ready?
That he doesn't come like to town more often. Like he only comes to town for work, it seems.
He and his parents they're on peaceful terms now. But between 15 and 25, I don't think they were on speaking terms.
Oh really? Yeah. That's a long time. Did he move out when he was like 15?
Must have been 16, because otherwise against the law and stuff. But
no.
It's technically against the law.
Yeah. Emancipation, huh?
I know a hell of a lot of people don't go on their own at first.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
The kid's happier away, and the parents are happier with the kid away, so no one says anything. But technically speaking, I think that's abandonment.
Fair enough.
Alright. Start it fresh.